It is a season of grace. It is a season of grace. And it is a season of the glory. Abema Aziam Baza Aven Wababa Wazing Atin Dahaya Kosha Laba Baba Rakaya. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Lord bless all of you mightily. The Lord bless you. Sister Lily and Brother Paul, God bless you for joining. Sister Patience, God bless you for joining. Man of God Isaac, the Lord bless you greatly for joining. Hallelujah. Baruzini Kelesha Baba. Evento. Kata Yemaziende. The Tony said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, wherever you are, amen and amen, man of God, I'm greatly humbled. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, wherever you are, I just want you to lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of God. The Lord has been good to us. He is still good to us. And He is going to be good to us. Hallelujah. Because we are in a place called Christ. Because we are in a person called Christ. Because Christ in us, the hope of glory. And when we are talking about glory, we are talking about the embodiment of all of the goodness of God. Now I just want you to lift up your voice and just praise God. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice unto Him. Lift up your voice and worship Him. Hantadim bakalafida ababali suyanda. Ibabanda lema. Oh, the mighty God we serve. Oh, the mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adores Him. Oh, the mighty God we serve. And so angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adores Him. Oh, the mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adores Him. What a mighty God we serve. And so amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen. 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 Blessings and glory. And glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen. And so power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen. And so you are great, yes you are. Holy One. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. Mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes you are. Holy One, Elemana Ramayanai. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. Mighty God. Everything written about you is great. And so you are great. You are great. You are great. Yes, you are great. You are great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. Mighty, mighty God, I worship you today. I give you all the praise as we lift our hands to you with pleasure in our heart. We raise our voice to say, everything written about you is great. And so demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. We said demons trample up your presence. Randa shendele meninos yandaya. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. And so we sing, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great, hey, are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Alamanaya, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord God Almighty, greatly to be praised. Ekandala mazuriandaya, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, and so you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Kona selamia. Ivekeya lembrikeya dalabo shadaya. And the honor. As we lift our hands in worship and praise your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory. Please, are you all, please, I want to know if all of you are experiencing the same thing, that the volume is very low. Please, I want to know. and the honor. Kola sori andarabaya. Lord, we lift. If you are experiencing the same thing, okay, God bless you, Pastor L. Murray. God bless you. So, woman of God, please, I think you have to check it. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. Okay, woman of God, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Can you just open your mouth, somebody? I want you to open your mouth. I want you to please open your mouth and just begin to bless the name of God and just begin to lift high his holy name. Just bless his holy name. Ei mazeila meine impandeli mano shellande ivendi shellambarama ezozinere imakolia imbasunde rene shellambara idale menu shenaya indali veloni vetayane. Kolandei kane hane yane aranana no sherene esele mene mene yere mama kele mele mele me isurendere nene e isurenana yanai ibalande da. Evrende rene yene yanai shiranda rama mama. Ikanala mane ikala manane sherene nene. Glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and we lift our voice into you. We lift our voice. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory, the glory of the Lord is in this place. Glory, Glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on to you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. And so, oh, the glory. Father, we bless your holy name. Of your presence, we your temple, give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise. As we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. And so, oh, the glory, Holy Spirit, of your presence, we your temple, give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise, as we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. And so forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship you, oh Lord, forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee and worship you, oh Lord, forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship you, oh Lord, forever you will be, forever, forever and ever, the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship you, oh Lord,
Forever you will be. Lekonda labayande. The lamp upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees and worship you, oh Lord. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy, oh God, you are the merciful Father and grace, thou art welcome in this place. So Lord, in thy presence there's healing divine. No other power can save, Lord, but thine. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. And so fill up the hungry and empty within. Restore us, O Lord. Revive us again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy, Ele Mama Narayandaya Syria, and grace, thou art welcome. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. Olangutave inusuku waka, di izung anta, kekuafi hizush epalie. Wamang ate lo barakito zenuvro sie sheminduku maindo wegimbe sute ilo dionuzine kevrihata walagrena zeliminuabe wamienumbo zumi imovo ienone. Kwama ziando, e sulipa velete vekwen kende ziente wahingwa te lio paleno esheliru pa tu sekte elimi ime ino solo reate imivo menive konozene imio wabeni suni ahara inwa mehirua. Oh, for what can be measured to the abundance of the grace I pour upon my children? For these grace are immeasurable. For even when sin abounds, my grace abounds the more. So why do my children languish in their weaknesses and in their sins when they are supposed to rely on the all-sufficiency of my grace, which abounds and it is overwhelming? For these are the days and the times that I am outpouring and I am emptying myself upon them, that they will walk as I the Lord, for there is not much time. For I the Lord to redeem my children. The harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Pray unto I the Lord of the harvest that I will send unto you laborers, for my grace is more than sufficient for thee. My grace muvai wava horobobo. Can you drink up all the sea? Can you drink up all the sea? You cannot even drink up a river. And why do you think my grace is not sufficient for thee? Imitunise. Awake to the realities of the spirit of grace. For I, the Lord, I am in the midst of my children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon me. Breath of God, breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hand in surrender to your name most high, I am yielding to your spirit. I am walking, hola brasha darabaya, in your love. Oh God, Holy Spirit, libra shambra. Lord, you will open our eyes. Even through the little and the minute things, that we will see your greatness. We will see your mightiness. That we will be drawn more nearer unto you. That we will see and walk in your love. Open our eyes, Lord. That even through the minute and the little things, we will see the vastness of your love for us. We will see your greatness, the expressions of your mightiness. Melishama mieseta halafake. Harabashaya. Mama maraka mama mama mama. Bar mira abaraka yaza. Imbaraka yanda. Rosara mazira nda rabaya. Eleme livretaya. Avrite librenteye. There is something that the Lord is doing tonight, even as there is the lavishing of His grace and outpouring of His love and of His Spirit. The Lord is also releasing uncharted territories unto His children. That is the word I heard. Uncharted territories, uncharted dimensions, uncharted. That is the word. Uncharted territories, uncharted dimensions are being released. Uncharted territories, uncharted dimensions are being released unto His children in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't have much understanding of the word uncharted. We don't know much English. For us, we don't know much English. But I think it is a good word, uncharted territory, uncharted dimensions. I believe it is a good word, because the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. So every word that comes from Him is good. Yes, and it is perfect. Hallelujah. Uncharted territories and dimensions. Yabama zuna ila baha. Bemozami vaneko atelesh. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. We love you. We love you, Lord. Kamuzina mamaba. We are going to pray an area of land or sea not mapped or surveyed. Wow. Then that is good. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. In Jesus' name, we receive it. I want us to pray two prayer points. Then I will get into the word. I will get into the word that the Lord has laid on my heart. And I'm still going to do the teachings on don't fail of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Don't fail of God's grace. Because there are certain things many believers are doing and they are failing of God's grace. Now, if you have followed me from the part one till now, you realize that I said when we talk about to fail of God's grace, it means to fall short. Hallelujah. Like Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Fallen short of the glory. So to fail of God's grace actually means to fall short of God's grace. And when you fall short of God's grace, you are falling short of His glory. Hallelujah. Because the glory cannot be released without the grace. Hallelujah. Yeah, when man lost grace, man was just enjoying grace. When man fell also out of the glory. But tonight the Lord is here with us, and he is going to magnify himself. Hallelujah. It is all about him and nothing of us. It is all about him and nothing of us. And tonight he is going to have his way, and he will do what he does best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Pastor L. Marie, God bless you for joining. Bishop Bofa, God bless you for joining. Sof Mamie Chan, God bless you for joining. Gracie, all of you who have joined, God bless all of you mightily for joining. I celebrate all the men and the women of God on the platform. It's a great honor to have you all around. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11. The Bible says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. I receive in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You said amen and amen. Thank you, Prophet. My husband, Elder Benjamin, is also with me in listening, Apostle. Wow. Elder Benjamin, I celebrate grace. Please, the Lord bless you mightily. It is a great honor to have all of you. Bishop Bofa, amen and amen. Thank you all for joining. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happiness to them all. Hallelujah. When you read of the NLT, he says that chance, and also to be at the right place at the right time. Opportunities to be at the right place at the right time. Now, he mentioned some categories of people over here. He said the race, it is not to the swift. He mentioned the swift. He mentioned the strong. He mentioned the wise. He mentioned men of understanding. He also mentioned the men who are skillful. Hallelujah. And he said the race is not to them. But who are they to? They are to men in Christ. Hallelujah. It is to the people who are in Christ that are always, God orchestrates their path, that they are in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. God bless both of you, Mrs. ABC and Pastor Elmari. Hallelujah. That at the right place and at the right time. I want you to pray a prayer tonight. I want you to pray a prayer. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things for us than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The word better over there, it is the word advantage. So the blood of Jesus speaks advantage. So in Christ, we are at a place of advantage. We are at a place of an apostolic acceleration, prophetic advantage in Christ. I want you to pray a prayer, and you are saying that, Father, as I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive advantage over the strong. I receive advantage over those who are swift. I receive advantage over the wise, over men of understanding, over the skillful. I receive advantage over them in the name of Jesus, to walk into opportunities at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. Can you open your mouth and just decree this now in the name of Jesus? Hey, Zandele Bosakenda, Ayada de Radadadada. We receive advantage.
marriage right now. Let there be the release and the activation of the advantage of God for us over the swift, over the stronger, wherever we stand. And there are people who are stronger, who are even swifter, who are at a place with even connections than us because of this divine advantage. Whatever we must receive there, we will receive. Wazadima kuapaya dadam. Ipaladus atua wazanda lava hatun talihe wababa papaya iamba zandima kuapaya walemba gatagata radadadadadadada radadada 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 In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23 to 24. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23 to 24. He said, and of Naphtali, you can put your name there. Please put your name there. And of justice, he said, oh justice, satisfied with favor, I prophesy and I decree in this season, receive the fullness of the satisfaction of favor, the fullness of the satisfaction of favor in the name of Jesus, and full with the blessing of the Lord. I decree, let it come upon us now in the name of Jesus. For every day of the week, for every day of the week of this year, may we walk in the fullness of the blessings of the Lord. May we walk in expressions of divine satisfaction of the favor of God in the name of Jesus. And he said, possess thou the west and the south. Possess thou the west and the south. Let it be yours in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to possess the west, that you will begin to possess the south, that you will possess the north, that you will possess the east in the name of Jesus. The Bible makes us understand that the Lord God said unto Abraham, as far as you can see, it is yours. As far as you can see. So in this kingdom, we move by how we see, and we see by faith. Verse 24, and of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable, and let to his brethren, and let him
dip his foot in oil. I decree and I prophesy, wherever we step, Aduma Apalataya, I decree divine acceptance, divine acceptance, divine. There may be people who are taller than us, there may be people who are shorter than us, there may be people who know more than us. As I enter the palace of Pharaoh, I know that there were people who were more knowledgeable. They knew things that even Joseph did not know. But because of the favor of God, the favor of God picked Joseph from the prison and set him upon the throne. He was the accepted one. I prophesy that will be your story. That will be your story. They will bypass all of them, and you will be the one that will be favored. You will be the one that will be accepted, because tonight your feet is dipped in oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to pray the second prayer point. Exodus 33 verse 19. Exodus 33 verse 19. He said, and I will make. Now in the verse 18, Moses inquired of God to show him his glory. And in the verse 19, he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. He said, the Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you. That is the NLTS. And I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you, for I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to whom I choose, to anyone. I want you to pray a prayer. And beloved, you are praying that, Father, thank you for your grace. Therefore, tonight, as I pray in the name of Jesus, for each day of this year, let your goodness surround me. Let your goodness always go before me. Let your name always go before me, because of your grace and your mercy upon my life. Surround me with your goodness. Let your goodness always go before me each day of the year. Let your name go before me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please, can you open your mouth and pray? Wasadadadia ilimbaba 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 Deha, Rada 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 Deha, Bradadeha, Bradadeha, Bradadaha, 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 Bradadeha, 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 in the name
of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. It is done. It is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 First Kings. Can you turn with me? First Kings. First Kings chapter 8. Verse 26. First Kings chapter 8. Verse 26. You see, there should never be a day in your life where you will walk without the knowledge of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because everything that we do in this kingdom, we do it on the knowledge of His Word. Hallelujah. And He said, "And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David my father." He said, "Let the word, thy word, I pray thee, be verified." And the NLT says that, "Now, O God of Israel, fulfill." So that word verified is the same word fulfill. Now it is the same word confirm. Now in the Hebrew it is the word Oman. Oman. And do you know that it is from Oman we get Amen? And that same word Oman also means faithful. So whenever you are saying Amen, you are saying that, "Lord, you are faithful." And Amen is also the name of the Lord Jesus. So whenever you are saying Amen, you are saying that, "Lord, you are faithful." You are saying Amen, you are saying that there is a divine establishment, there is a divine confirmation, there is a divine fulfillment. And it is the same word for nourish. So when you say Amen, you are saying that, "Lord, you are faithful to nourish me." Why? In Psalm 23 verse 1, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." He will nourish you. Not just pastures, but in green. That is the word Amen also. Hallelujah. Yes. You see, we are living in the days where scripture says that the whole earth will be flooded with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And this is not just mere knowledge, but this is the knowledge that will bring us into deeper intimacy with the Lord. Habakkuk 2:14. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Please hear me. Please hear me. If there is anything you would desire so much in your Christian walk, desire intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Please desire an intimate walk with the Spirit in these times that we are in. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit in these times that we are in these times. Hallelujah. So whenever we gather here, we receive of the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And of His grace and of His glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Kazo Zolaya, I avail myself. Let them not hear me, but let them hear you. Let your word break chains. Let your word release miracles. Let your word shower your children with wonders without number. Let your word silence the voice of the accuser. Let your word cause any torment that your children have been going through to come to a perpetual end. Let your word overturn
situations around. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you will grant them perfect understanding by your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare their memories blessed. And because their memories are blessed, they will not forget what you teach them, O Holy Spirit, tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. When you go to the book of Proverbs, thank you, Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. Proverbs 10, verse 7, the Bible says, the memory of the just is blessed. So if you are somebody who forgets things easily, now go for this scripture. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The memory, my memory is blessed. I will not forget what God has told me. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. My memory is blessed. The memory of your children is blessed. When they learn, they will not forget. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let there be higher IQs imparted upon our children, in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord blind their eyes to all the to the things of the world, but may they come alive more to the things of the Holy Ghost like never before, in the name of Jesus. We decree the desire for the heart of God into our children. Listen, if there is one thing I desire so much, to know the heart of God all the time, is to know the heart of God all the time. But yesterday I was a little sad, and I went before God in prayer. I read some stories online, and I went before God in prayer. You know, Hebrews 4:16, the Bible says that, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah, boldly. And last Saturday, I explained what the word boldly is. There's the word parousia. It is the right of the freedom of speech, the right to speak, boldly, okay, to speak with confidence, to speak parousia, to speak with confidence. You have the right of speech. God has given you that boldness. It is, it's even to speak like arrogance. Hallelujah. Yes, God has given us that right. So I went before him and I said, I prayed. I said, Lord, if it will be possible, if it is possible, that you will move me from this ministry of teaching, preaching, or praying for others, you will move me from this ministry and you just make me a ministry, you will put me into the ministry of helpers, to help ministries, to help men and women of God, provide resources for them. I said, Lord, I will be pleased with that. I read a story and saw something about a man of God who was not feeling well. And the man of God, it is known that he had planted churches. And when I saw the video of how the man of God was just lying on the floor, languishing in pain and crying for help, and it is like nobody was around to help him, I said, oh God, is it possible that you would just move me away from this and put me in a position whereby I will be of financial help and provide resources for other ministries and other men of God and in their families? You know, I have some other friends who are into ministry, and sometimes I just sit down and I'll be praying that God will bless them and all of us with resources and all that, because I know what they carry, and that if things align for them, they are going to win territories for God. And I know when I get into contact with a minister who is selfish, I know, but when I get into contact with a minister who is selfless, I know also. Yesterday I was just praying. My heart was broken by that. And I said, Lord, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. Amen. The Lord will help us. I think some few minutes later, they took down the video from Facebook. They took down the video from Facebook. The Lord will help us. It's not supposed to be like that. Hallelujah. It's not supposed to be like that. In Jesus' name. And I know that there are many people here that God is raising as kingdom financiers. Yes, there are many people God is raising as kingdom financiers, and the Lord will bless them financially, that their finances will be as the dust, as the gold dust of Ophir. Yes, as the gold dust of Ophir, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Job made a statement. Job 22:24. Let me explain that to you, okay, shortly. Then we get into Job 22:24. He said, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Gold as dust. One, it is innumerable. It is uncountable. The riches that God will release upon the kingdom financiers, it will just be mind-blowing. And two, dust. You see, when there is a famine, there is dust. Okay? When there is famine, when there is the dry season, when there is dry season, there is dust all around. So what Job was saying here is that even in the dry season, you will carry gold on you. Even in the famine, you will have more than enough, because you are a kingdom financier. Hallelujah. You will have more than enough. And may the Lord release that grace upon somebody tonight, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So we are still looking at the topic, don't fail of God's grace. Hallelujah. Don't fail, because many times as believers we fail of the grace of God. But we serve a God who is merciful, and I believe that these are the times and the seasons that God is speaking to us, so that we will be able to walk in expressions of the abundance of his grace. The abundance of his grace. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us understand that what we have received is the exceeding grace of God. Exceeding grace of God. I think 2 Corinthians 9:8. Please, can you get it for me? I believe that is the scripture. 2 Corinthians 9:14. 2 Corinthians 9:14. He said, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. What is in you? What is in you? The exceeding grace. And the word exceeding here, it is the word immeasurable. It is the word beyond comparison. Beyond comparison, you cannot compare it to anything in this life. You cannot compare. You see, the grace you carry, why will you envy someone? Is that because of the overflowing grace? It is beyond comparison. Hallelujah. Yes, that is the grace you carry. So you don't envy anyone. You are not supposed to be jealous of anyone. No. Just walk in the principles of God, and this grace will manifest. Hallelujah. You walk in the principles of God, and this grace will manifest. So the last thing I touched on the other time was on guilt and condemnation. And I said guilt and condemnation, they also
cause us to fail of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And that we should be checking it. The Holy Spirit brings conviction of God's righteousness to us. He doesn't condemn us. No, God doesn't condemn us. No, it is not the work of the Holy Spirit to accuse you. There is somebody that the Bible calls the accuser of the brethren. No, the Holy Spirit doesn't accuse you. No. There is somebody called accuser of the brethren. Yeah. Yeah, the accuser. It is not our job to accuse. No. He convicts us of what we have done. And he also directs us to the righteousness of God, that we will always have a right standing with the Lord, that we will repent and receive of the forgiveness that has already been purchased for us. Now, the other day, you see, one thing about guilt, okay, the word guilt, it is also from the old English word gildan. Gildan, J-I-E, I think L-D-A-N, Gildan. And Gildan means to pay off a debt. To pay off a debt. So whenever as a believer, you allow guilt, condemnation, guilt to come upon you, the enemy makes you feel that there is a debt you have to pay. And you see, because you cannot pay that debt, what do? You have to repeat that sin again to pay that debt. So I said that the root of all addictions, the root of all addictions is actually guilt and condemnation. When it comes to righteousness and holiness, righteousness is the root, holiness is the fruit. Hallelujah. Because why? God has already, Jesus has already paid the debt in full on the cross. He shouted, Kayla. That is in the Aramaic. In the Greek, it is tetelestai. But in the Aramaic, he shouted, Kayla. He did not say it is finished. He said, finished. It means that all your debt has been paid in full, and he has given you eternal redemption. But sometimes when you do something wrong, the enemy will be telling you, are you not the one who did that? You are in the presence of God. You think God will listen to your prayer? God is not going to listen. Come on, move away from that place. And you begin to feel guilty, and by the time you realize, you do the same thing again. I also explained to you on a certain research I came across online, whereby there are some parts of our brain, there are some sectors in our brain, that whenever you are so guilty of something and you are so condemned, it activates those sectors in the brain and it causes dopamine to be released. So that dopamine excites the brain and the flesh that this thing is so sweet, it must be repeated again. And so by the time you will realize that you have repeated it. Never allow guilt and condemnation to overwhelm you. The Bible says that who shall lay any charge to God's elect? Who? Now, tonight, I want us to look at the next point, law and tradition. Hallelujah. Law and tradition. Now, Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. The Bible says that making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. We make the word of God, the gospel of God, the word of God is the gospel of grace. We make it of none effect. Now, if the word of God or the gospel of grace has been made of none effect, how are you going to receive grace? Through our traditions, through certain customs.
Oh, as for me, I am from this particular tribe and we celebrate this particular festival. I'm a Christian, but still, you know, I have to. The Bible says that we can do all things, but we must make sure that what we are doing is expedient. Oh yes, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but what you are doing, is it expedient? Is it not casting a stumbling block to another brother or sister in the faith? The traditions that we hold on to in our lives limits us, causes us not to be able to receive of God's grace. We fall short of the grace. Now, why did Jesus make that statement? Now, those times among the Jewish rabbis, now before you eat, you have to wash your hands. Before you do this, you have to go and do that. There were so many traditions that they were doing and they were holding on to. And surprisingly, these traditions did not come from Moses. Those traditions were what they call the oral Torah. They were not traditions of the original law. They were not traditions of the Ten Commandments. No. It is just some rabbis and the leaders who sat down and they just brought those traditions also, and they subjected the people to those traditions. And Jesus said, no, you make the word of God of none effect through those traditions. You believe in those traditions more than the word. You have time for those traditions even more than God. And he said, because of that, you are not receiving grace. Matthew 15 verse 6, he said, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. There are many things that you people you do and you don't even care about honoring your father and your mother. You honor those traditions, those customs that have been passed on from generation to generation. You honor it more than the word of God. He said, and in this way, you say they don't need to honor their parents. Hey! And he said, honor your father and your mother in the Lord, for this is right, and for your days shall be long. But you have honored, you have elevated traditions more than the things that are weightier. You see, they were majoring the minors and minoring the majors. Hallelujah. They were majoring the minors and minoring the majors. He said, and you counsel the word of God for the sake of your own tradition. That is what tradition, when you follow after certain traditions. Now, you see, I love to pray. But if you are a believer and you love to pray, is it, there are believers who can pray for 5 hours, 10 hours. They have made it a routine. So if one day they are not able to pray for 5 hours, then they pray for only 1 hour. Oh, God has left me. Oh, then they will begin to cry. Now, what kind of Christian are you? Hallelujah. You are not able to receive of it. So when we go by traditions and the law. Now, Galatians 5 verse 4. He said, Christ, oh Jesus, is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Christ is become of no effect. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Christ is become of no effect. Yeah, and the NLT says, if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been... Listen, please. This is very deep. If you are trying to make your... We make ourselves right with God by grace through faith. He said, by keeping the law. The law means that no, I have to do this because before God will accept me. If I don't do this, God will not accept me. If I don't do that, if I don't do that. But when it comes to righteousness, which is by faith, it is by faith. The Bible says that the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous or the just shall live by faith. Now, when you read it in the correct rendering, okay, the correct rendering, he says that the just by faith shall live. Or the righteous by faith shall live. That is the correct rendering. That the just by faith. There are people who are, who wants to be justified by the law, there are people who want to be justified by faith, shall live. Hallelujah. He said, you are cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. Anything that you don't do, you do it without faith. You do it by your own experience. You are trying to do it by your own strength. Now, you see, and you are the same person, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But when you began it, you did not even pray for Christ to begin with you. You were using your own experience. You were using your own strength. You now get worried. You get frustrated. You get confused. Why? Because the strength of Christ is not with you. The strength of Christ is grace, and grace will be provided by faith. And that means that makes you the righteousness of God. Makes you the righteousness of God. Scripture says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, Christ has been made unto us our righteousness. I have touched on the issue of righteousness many times. When you are able to grasp the message of righteousness, every other thing is set under your feet. You live an overcoming life. Hallelujah. So here he's admonishing us that no, don't try. You see, the Bible says that even our righteousness, like when you are trying to be in right standing with God by doing something, he said our righteousness is like filthy rag. And in the Hebrew rendering, that filthy rag is like, excuse me to say, like menstrual pads. That is what he says. So you read Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. And he said, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that lifts itself or rises itself against us in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the people or the children of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me or is from me, says the Lord. Where is your righteousness? From him. Hallelujah. God has given us a right standing with him just by faith. So, beloved, let us walk with him that way. Hallelujah. And as we walk it with him by faith in his righteousness, we fulfill all other things. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing that I will touch on, it is something that causes also believers, and actually it is the last thing under the things that makes believers fail or fall short of the glory of God is offenses. Hallelujah. Offenses. Sometimes something small, then you are offended. Easy. My sister, my brother. Hallelujah. Now, Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. I'm trying to see if I can move very fast to wrap it up with that one. Then he said, "Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come." It is impossible. It is impossible. He said, one day Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be temptations to sin, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting. Hallelujah. Yeah. So for the King James, he said that, but that offenses, it is impossible. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to come to understand that no matter what, offenses will come your way. But you should know how to deal with it. Because if you are not able to deal with offenses, there are consequences. And those consequences will block the flow of God's grace unto you. I'm telling you. I'm going to give you scriptures and you will know. It will block the flow of God's grace. You see, Satan is foolish, but he's a little smart. Okay, yeah, he's foolish. For me, I call him foolish and stupid all the time, but he's also a little smart. Hallelujah. Yeah, before his fall, the Bible said that he was full of wisdom. Before the fall of Satan on the earth, he was full of wisdom. Yeah, but now stupid things, he all the things that he is doing is stupid. Yeah, but he is very cunning. And he will always use deception to capture the children of the Lord. Now, the Greek word that was used for the word offense in Luke 17 verse 1 is the word scandalon. Okay, it is the word scandalon. Now, it is from that word we get the word scandal. We get the word scandal. Now, scandalon actually means a stumbling block. It means stumbling block. It also means to stumble. It is a stumbling block. It also means to stumble. But there is an ancient Greek classical word for the word scandalon, which is the word scandaletron. Okay, scandaletron. Scandaletron. Now, when we talk about scandaletron, have you seen a mouse trap before? A mouse trap, or like a trap that has been set to catch a certain animal. So when they set the trap those times, then they will put a small stick over there. They will put a small stick over there so that immediately the animal touches that stick, then the trap will capture that particular animal. That is the word scandaletron. So whenever Satan wants to capture you, Satan will tempt you with an offense. Because it is like that stick of that trap. So immediately you are not able to deal with that offense. You are caught in his prison. You are caught in the devil's prison. Matthew 16:23, the Bible said, "But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me." You see, the same word scandalon. "Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." You see, sometimes what offenses does, it is that it will make you, the very blessings that God has given to you can become a stumbling block, can ensnare you, can trap you. Please listen. The very blessings and success and prosperity that the Lord has released upon you, they can even ensnare you. He said, thou savorest not the things that be of God, but that of men. So you are relying on the things of this life. You are relying on the pleasures of the world, and they ensnare you. By the time you realize you are far from God, by the time you realize the presence of God has drifted off you, by the time you realize the glory has lifted and there is an Ichabod. Oh, and the last time I heard about Ichabod, the woman died. The woman also had, when she gave birth prematurely, when there was an Ichabod, and the child was even cursed. Maybe you don't know what happens when the glory departs. Otherwise, you will deal with offenses the right way. Hallelujah. He said, thou art an offense unto me. Thou art a stumbling block. Thou art a barrier. Thou art a hindrance. So when there is an offense, there is a hindrance. There is a barrier. You are not able to get to where you are supposed to get to. You let me go deeper. Romans 14 verse 13. He said, let us not therefore, Romans 14, please, verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Now, there are two words that are being used for the word offense, okay? One is the scandalion or the scandaletron, and the other is also proskoptos. Yeah, we will look at both of them, but we are looking at the scandalon right now. But one word which is in these two words, offense, one word which is like an intercession in these two Greek words is stumbling. So when you offend someone, you have become a stumbling block. There are people who you will offend and they will not attend church again. There are people whom you will offend and they don't want to. They will look at you. Yes, Sunday you have dressed so nice. Look at her. She has dressed. She is going to see God. Because of you, somebody can't worship God. God have mercy upon us. 1 John chapter 2 verse 10. 1 John chapter 2 verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So one way for us to deal with offense is to carry light by love. Now I'll be teaching much on love. Hallelujah. I'll be teaching much on love. Matthew 18, please, can you turn with me? Matthew 18 verse 2. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Now, just picture it. Jesus has called a little child and he has set him in the midst, in their middle. That little child has become a center of attraction. Everybody is looking at that little child. Now, what is Jesus going to say? And said, verily, verse 3, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humility. Verse 5. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. So when you love a brother in the Lord, when you love As a believer, when you love, you are receiving people in the name of the Lord. Verse 6, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, first of all, this particular scripture, it is talking about new converts. Now, people who are in Christ and they are still carnal, they just entered into it, and you are doing things to offend them. You have become a stumbling block to them. And two, it is also talking about parents, how you would deal with your children. There are many parents, they are rather provoking their children away from the Lord. Parents who are offending their children by their words, by their conduct, the kind of thing that they are doing to the children, it doesn't make the children come to the Lord. You are going to account for it one day. He said, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. He were drowned. Now, Philippians 1:10. He said that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense. Ye may be sincere and without offense. Now, that word without offense there, it is the word aproskoptos in the Greek. It is the word aproskoptos. Okay? Aproskoptos. It is the word aproskoptos. And this word aproskoptos is actually a compound word. Proskoptos. Hallelujah. That word is the word without. Like against, without. And proskoptos actually means to strike against. So, aproskoptos, without offense, without a stumbling block, not to strike against, not to cut down. So the word proskoptos actually is also another word for offense. It is another word. The word pros actually means toward, pros, toward. It also means against. And you see, it is a compound word, pros and copto. So, and copto, it actually means to strike. Mercy, oh God. It means to strike, to cut down, to lament, to mourn, to cut down, to beat down. Hallelujah. To strike against. So the two words actually means to strike against, to cut down something, to mourn against somebody, to mourn, to lament on something. You see, one thing that offense, when you are not able, as a believer, you are not able to deal with offense, instead of your life to be full of merry, dancing, joy, your life will always be full of mourning, because you're already in a prison. Your life is always full of lamenting. You are always lamenting over things. You are not able to rise to the level you are supposed to rise, because you have been cut down. Matthew 7:27. No joy. Yes, woman of God. Matthew 7:27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat down that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. That word beat down, it is the same word offense. It is the word proskoptos. Beat down. You are beaten down in life. You may be giving to the church, but it doesn't work. Your prayers are not even being answered. God, 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 God. God have mercy. God have mercy. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Maruzila trahi trahi. Matthew 24 verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall the tribes of the earth mourn. That word mourn over there, it is the word koptos from proskoptos. Mourn. There is mourning. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. With power and great glory. Now, quickly, how do we deal with offenses? Luke 17 verse 3. He said, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. So you see, the problem with us as believers is that when somebody offends us, the first thing is that we don't take heed to ourselves. So we rather take heed to that person. We first of all want to address that person, and that is wrong. Hallelujah, that is wrong. Here the scripture is saying that take heed, pay attention to yourself first. Whenever there is an offense against us, the first person we must is us. The first person we must check is the heart, the mind. We must take heed to ourselves. You must first deal with yourself. You must first get rid of it. You must exercise oversight. You must exercise bishopric. You must oversee first the condition of your heart and your mind. Yes. Look at first yourself. What is the condition now? Before you even get to look at the person. Hallelujah. And he said, and if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Rebuke him. Rebuke him. Now that word rebuke, it is from the Greek word epitimao. Epitimao. Now epitimao means to forthrightly and directly admonish someone. Okay. Forthrightly and right and directly admonish. So you admonish that brother. And the Bible said, and if he repent. Somebody said, but man of God, what if he doesn't repent? Still forgive him. Hallelujah. Forgive him. Now that word forgive him. It is the Greek word ephiemi. Okay, and if ephiemi actually means to liberate completely, to discharge, to let go. So if your brother trespass you, just admonish him directly. Admonish him. And if he repents, let it go. Even if he doesn't repent, let it go. Forgive. And the Lord will bless. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Samuel 21 verse 1. 2 Samuel, yes. Forgive so that you can be free. 21 verse 1. The Bible said, then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonite. So Saul offended the Gibeonite. And the Gibeonite actually had the bones of Saul and that of the bones of Jonathan with them. Now look at what happened. So when you read from the verse 2, 3 coming downwards, you realize that David commanded, and the children of Saul that were left, about 7 of them, they were all killed. Because the Gibeonites demanded that generation of Saul must be slaughtered, with the exception of Mephibosheth. With the exception of Mephibosheth. Now, when David did that, okay, when David did that, and he now buried in the verse 14, the Bible says, and the bones of Saul and Jonathan, his son, buried they in the country of Benjamin in Zela, in the sepulchre of Kish, his father, and they performed all that the king commanded. And after that, God was entreated for the land. Can I get it in the NLT? He said, and after that, the Lord heard their prayer. One of the Bible verses, he said, the Lord heard their prayer. So when that offense was dealt with, it was buried completely. They let it go, buried it completely. Yes, the NLT. Can I get it also in NASB? He said, the verse 14 in NASB. He said, then the king ordered that they bury the bones in the tomb of Kish, Saul's father, at the town of Zela in the land of Benjamin. After that, God ended the famine. So there are many of you are experiencing a spiritual famine. And all that because of certain offenses. Let it go. You see, one of the dangerous things that offenses even does. Thank you, woman of God. He said, then they buried the bones of Saul and his son Jonathan in the country of Benjamin in Zela, in the grave of his father Kish. So they did everything that the king commanded. And after that, God responded to prayer for the land. He overturned the famine by responding. You just have to let it go. Stop visiting the past. There is nothing there. The past is just a cemetery. Stop visiting it. Let it go. Whoever has offended you, let it go. One of the dangerous things that even offenses does is that it blocks us from accessing the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace. That word follow, it actually means to pursue. So fast. Pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. That word see over there, that word, the word that, the word that was used as see in the Greek, it actually means to be admitted into the presence of somebody. To be admitted into the presence of somebody. So he said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall be admitted into the presence of God. No man can receive of the manifest presence of God. Beloved, I want you to open your mouth tonight. I want you to open your mouth. I don't know what offense you have. And one of the offenses that is even dangerous is when you have an offense against God. Hey, you have an offense. God has offended you, eh? It is on a lighter note when men have offended you, or you offend men. But when God has offended you, you think God has offended you. Yeah. Stop that. I want you to open your mouth and just pray. I don't know that thing that you have to let go. But I want you to pray, and you are saying that, Father, let the rivers of your love. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 that the love of God that has been shed abroad in our heart, the love of God shed abroad, flowing in our heart like a river. Father, let my heart overflow with your love. And help me to let go right now that offense. Because even when you come before God, the Bible says that when you come into the church and you have an offense with a brother and you have not dealt with it, any offering or any sacrifice that you are going to lay on the altar, God doesn't accept it. He said, you put it there, but go and make restitution or repair that thing with that particular person. Whatever went wrong, go and solve it. Go and forgive. Go and forgive. And they came to him and they said, so how many times are we supposed to forgive someone? God bless you, woman of God. Yeah, go and reconcile. He said, how many times are we supposed to forgive somebody? And he said, 77 times 7. And that 77 times 7, it is in a day. Now you multiply it. 77 times 7. 77 times 7. Multiply it. A day. So what Jesus was telling them, that forgive, 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 forgive totally. Forgive. Let it go. So that you will be able to receive more of my grace. So that that offense will not be a stumbling block to what I am showing you, to what I am doing in your life, to where I want to carry you. Can you just open your mouth and just begin to pray? Father, have mercy. Mercy. Show me your mercy. Hey, Masu. Talabaha, Rusakaya, Radadaya, Roshakate Lagadaya. Mercy, O God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Father, that which even I don't know, and I have offended them, or they have offended me, and I have held on to it, and that I don't know. Father, reveal, 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 reveal. God bless you, woman of God. He says 539 times. My God. My God, reveal it unto me, Father. Reveal, 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 Father. Reveal unto me that I will forgive right now. That I will let it go. 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 In the name of Jesus. When David had buried the offense of Saul, and Jonathan, by burying their bones, the famine was overturned. Their prayer was heard. And that is going to be your testimony tonight too, as you have prayed this prayer. And I want you to pray it again before you even go to bed. Please, pray it again. Whatever you have to bury out of your life completely, bury it. So that grace will abound in your life and God will do marvelous and wonderful things through you unto his glory alone, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Beloved, thank you so much. The Lord bless you. I think the last thing that is left under this particular series is what to do not to fail of the grace of God. So if maybe Saturday or next week Monday, God willing, I will touch on that last aspect, to the glory of God. We will look at other ways that we can walk and we will not fail of the grace of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you all. Amen. Amen and amen, woman of God. Thanks be to Jesus. Please, thanks be to Jesus forever. I thank him so much that he has magnified himself through my voice unto you, unto all of you. Hallelujah. Glory be unto him. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. We bless God. Amen. Mrs. ABC. Mrs. ABC. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you more. Amen.
On my side.
Amen and amen, my beloved sister Gracie. Amen. The Lord bless you more.
We're drowning in the waters.
So beloved, thank you and bye for now. Thank you so much. Amen and amen. Pastor L. Murray. Amen and amen. I salute Grace too. I'm greatly humbled. And I
I salute the grace upon your husband also. Thank you all so much. Please thank you for joining. Shalom, shalom. Amen.
Is in the name of the Lord.
Oh, nothing without you. Without you.
Ah.
You only thing that I breathe. Can live without you.
I can live without you.
Without you, Jesus.
Ah, oh. Oh, Sister Elizabeth. Okay, please, my number is. Please, can someone type my number for +233 246 518498. +233 246 518498. Yeah, +233. Yes, please. So, yeah. God bless you. So please, that is my number. I'm really humbled.
Without you, the air that I breathe can live without you.
Holy Spirit, thanks be to Jesus forever.
Nothing without you, oh, without you. You are the air that I breathe. Without you, without you.
Shalom, shalom family. It is 23 hours 30 in Saragota. Wow. Bless God. Bless God. Glory. My greetings to all the South Africans. Yeah. And there is one South African family that has always been joining us also. Sister Lily and Brother Paul. They always join us. Yeah, Sister Lily and Brother Paul. They've always been joining us here. God bless all of you mightily. We know that God is going to use all of you to impart the land and many nations unto His glory alone. Amen.
Then without you, oh, then without you,
ah,
while the air that I breathe can live without you.
There is this song I love so much, Crashing Into the Lord.
Yeah.
I think this guy is a South African, Dr. Tumi. I think he's South African. I don't know, but I love most of his songs. But
I'm crashing into you. Pour it all out for healing in your love.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
There's a wave that's flowing, the peace it gives, I'm in you.
Beloved, thank you all so much, and
I
think bye for now.
Complete,
I pray that the Lord will envelop all of you in His glory. May you wake up to new and overflowing miracle. New and overflowing miracles in your life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And I pray that you will all be doers of the word and not just listeners. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, Joshua. Joshua, amen and amen. Amen. The professional photographer, amen and amen, Joshua. God bless you all. Amen.
I'm pouring all out,
Just wanna love on you. Oh, Jesus, let me love.